Could I have done anything? Or did I see anything? Did I miss anything?
Is there anything that gives, that sheds any light on motive?
He left school a month ago, so that clearly indicates that something wasn't right. I'll be willing to bet there were warning signs out there.
Maybe there's warning signs that in hindsight you could have seen.
We start to look and like, what could we have done? I get it, to prevent this from happening.
Well, last night, our Denver affiliate KMGH broke the story that a University of Colorado psychiatrist that the suspect was seeing was so alarmed by his behavior that she told the campus threat assessment team, or beta team, about it. This was a team that the psychiatrist, Dr. Lynn Fenton, seen there, actually helped set up. Now, according to KMGH, this happened in the first 10 days of June. June 7th is when the suspect bought the assault rifle he allegedly used. June 10th is when he dropped out of the university, which is apparently why the beta team took no further action, because he dropped out. The university says their people did what they should have done. Here's what the Denver Post is reporting. Lynn Fenton said back in 2010 to the school's academic and student affairs leadership committee about how to deal with threats. Quote, generally, if you think the threat is imminent, call campus police. If you think it's best to involve the beta team, contact Lynn Fenton. Campus police first if you think it's imminent, or the beta team. Did she think the threat was imminent? That's really the question here, given that the suspect had already left the university. The question is, should Dr. Fenton or the beta team still have called the campus police, or possibly even local police?